Dr. Courtney Bird. You have a lot of credentials here, so I'm going to make sure I get this right. Professor for the Department of Speech, Language, and Hearing Sciences at the University of Texas at Austin, and you're also the founding and executive director of the newly established Arthur M. Blank Center for the Stuttering Education and Research. A lot of credentials. How did you get involved with everything?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on here. I really appreciate the time. I actually got involved in stuttering as an undergraduate. So over 30 years ago, I had the opportunity to have an experiential learning course, got to interact directly with a 13-year-old boy who stuttered. And from that experience, learned that as hard as he tried to practice, he couldn't make his stuttering go away. Mm-hmm. And so it resulted in me spending the next a few decades listening to the lived experiences of individuals who stutter worldwide, and from their journeys, developing an alternative approach to treatment.
You were just talking a minute ago, and I don't want to rehash the whole conversation on air, but I was like, hey, did you go to Texas? Like, how does that all work out? And I want you to list your schools for everybody listening, because I told you, I was like, undergrad at Bama. I got my master's from Grand Canyon University. Let's go Antelopes online. But yours sounds a little bit different. So I would like you to go back through that if you don't mind.
Well, that's very kind. But I would say as an educator myself, you can get an outstanding education online many places. So I just have to say that. I went to LSU Shreveport, by the way. I'll emphasize that. So it was a teaching school. I put myself through college. And then I went to TCU for my master's and then Vanderbilt for my doctorate. And then I did an NIH postdoc at the University of Texas at Austin, and I stayed there and haven't left.
Yeah, it's an interesting town for sure when you talk about Austin, Texas. And one of the – we talked – you know, Georgia played at Texas last year. We had a lot of conversations about Georgia fans headed over there. Texas will be headed to Athens in the coming days. And you were talking about how you have three boys.
I do.
And you said college football fans. Yes. One of them just enrolled at Texas. I know we're going to get into a lot of the stuff we're covering today, but I just, a mom of three, I have two children, and it's crazy. A mom of three boys, God bless you. Like, that's
well,
next
thank
level.
You.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
I appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah, what's that life like, you know, trying to wrangle them in?
You know, it's the greatest gift of my life, really. And my boys, they don't ask for much, to be honest with you. They're just so straightforward, and they're not wrestling each other all the time, so that's a good thing. As you get older, I don't have that as much. But I get to see the world through their eyes, which is totally different than my thinking, and it's really a blessing every day.
Yeah.
And they get to travel with me for work. I mean, they've kind of been my crew, so we've gone all around the world together. And I would say, just specific to my boys, apart from sports, you know, none of them stutter, but for their whole life, they've only been around people who stutter. And so they view it as really just like you write with your left or your right hand, you stutter, you don't. It's really interesting to experience, you know, all that I do through my work through their eyes.
That's cool.
I did some research, and you have an H index of 31. If people don't know what the H index is, it's a author level metric that measures the productivity and the citation impact of the publications. So in other words, the work you're doing has a big impact. Did you? And
you
that
nailed
is
that,
a,
dude. I got to give you credit. You nailed that. I was nervous. You nailed it.
Well, I want to explain to people in their car. That's a Nobel Peace Prize winning level of an H index. Did you ever think, when you got started in this, that you would have a Nobel Peace Prize level impact on the stuttering and the advancement of that and everything?
Well, first of all, I didn't know my H index, but I would say thank
well,
you
do.
For even I was really the one thing that has driven us wasn't developed in my brain. It came from the people who experience it. I mean, there's nothing that I came up with on my own. I came up with it from listening to children, teens, adults. You'll listen to Christian today. His journey it inspires everything and informs everything that we do. So I can't take credit for it. I think, though, if you look at the publications, one in particular for the care model of treatment, we just came up with it like 6 months ago. We just published it. But it's been read and I mean, over 100 countries. I mean, and I think because it resonates, because it's reflective of their journey. It's not coming from me. It's not my opinion. It's a collective synthesis of what they experience every day. And so how we're trying to address that in a different way than maybe other approaches might.
We are joined by Dr. Courtney Bird, the founding and executive director of the newly established Arthur M. Blank Center for Stuttering Education and Research on the Morning Shift. What does a day like today, the Dream Speak Live Golf Tournament, mean for the center and the work you do?
Well, it's an opportunity, first and foremost, for us to raise awareness. There's a lot of people here that interact with the public on a regular basis, so the more that we can educate them about what stuttering is and what it isn't, then we're making a difference in the lives of the people that will then encounter them or other people that they teach. Obviously, it's also an opportunity for us to raise funds. You know, we provide all of our programming at no cost. Everything that we do at the center, I mean, I'm in a non-salaried position. It all goes towards, you know, creating additional resources that we can then take to as many people as we can and impact as many lives as we can. So whatever we do here today will definitely translate into lives change. So I think that's the most, those are the two most important things about today.
You mentioned Christian Bazadenhout. We'll have him on here in just a little bit. And he's obviously PGA Tour golfer and does all the things. And he's been an incredible advocate and kind of face of this program, I know, in a lot of different ways. But you know, we had him on last year, and he was telling the story about, I don't want to call it a misdiagnosis, maybe that's misspeaking, but he was given the wrong reasons as to what has led to his stuttering issue. And I want to just kind of backtrack and go through, when people come to you guys, what does that process look like? When somebody walks through the doors of the Arthur Blank Center for Stuttering, how do you go about having those conversations? How do you go about starting the process to help them deal with that?
Well, that's a big question, so I'll try to synthesize it as shorten it as I can. But, you know, the first step is to meet them where they're at. We've got to figure out what do they think stuttering is? What do they think the cause of it is? What has their prior experience been? I think if there is one thing that we want to make sure that they know is that stuttering is not psychological. And we spend some time talking with them about maybe what their previous discussions or, you know, people have told them their etiology might have been, and explain to them that it's neurophysiological in nature, and that, you know, they can be as confident as they want to be. But the likelihood is if they're an adult and still stuttering, which Christian was, then he would continue to stutter. And what's really, I think, important is learning how to share about your stuttering in a way that's not self-deprecating. Before, Christian used to hide and wouldn't engage with the press. And whenever he would talk about his stuttering, he would talk about it in a way as though he needed to do everything he could to make it go away. Now he stutters openly, and he's very encouraging of others to do the same. And in every way that he talks about his stuttering, it deconfirms the stuttering stereotype, because you don't look at him anymore and think he's lacking in confidence or not, you know, is feeling intimidated by the situation. If anything, you just see he's there genuinely, authentically, spontaneously communicating effectively, and impacting lives every time he does.
Yeah, I look forward to hanging out with him. He's going to come in here in a minute, and like, we've hung out with him 2 years in a row. He's always so interesting to talk to. That's a great point.
And can I say just one thing? The thing that I love about you talking to him is that he stutters, and you're going to hear the stuttering.
Yeah.
But most of the time, people in the popular media or the press, you hear them talk, and you're not hearing stuttering. We need to hear more stuttering so children can see them reflected in the people that they see in the public media, in the popular media.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I would say real quick, and we got about a minute and a half left. Talk about Arthur Blank's involvement in this, how you got involved, and how much he's meant for the research.
Well, Arthur Blank himself stutters, so does his brother, and so does one of his sons. So, you know, he has, an in-depth understanding of what the journey of stuttering is like. And he, learning about our research and seeing the impact on our participants, I think that's just how he is as a person. He wanted to see us advance our reach, and that's exactly what he's done. And it's been really amazing to see how far we've been able to go, just even through his support and name. But beyond that, we've been able to expand our programming in ways that we never imagined possible.
Well, before we let you get out of here, Dr. Bird, what does your day look like today? Are you playing some golf?
You know, I've got the shoes on. That's about as good as it goes.
Hey, that's more than I've got on today.
Well, I thank you so much for making the space for this today.
Absolutely.
Miss everything.
Dr. Courtney Bird, thank you for the time this morning. We so appreciate it. That is Dr. Courtney Bird, professor for Department of Speech, Language, and Hearing Sciences at the University of Texas at Austin, and the founding and executive director of the newly established Arthur Blank Center for Stuttering Education education and research. Want to remind you, this Saturday from noon until 2, you can join me, Allie Mack, at Jim Alice Kia of Kennesaw as we get ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a stand. Other prizes come along with it, plus another winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's Saturday, noon to 2 at Jim Alice Kia of Kennesaw. Coming up, we do have PGA golfer Christian Bezuidenhout stopping by. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.